Hey guys, welcome to another episode of An Hour in Lagos. So you guys, we've been thinking about the emotionally downcast episode we did. It was over a year since the episode, and we wanted to do basically a part two, you know, reflect on what's changed since that time. On this episode, we have Pelumi, of course, and we have Ini and Olamide with us. It's been a while since we've done an episode with Ini.
Yeah, man. Feels good to be back. It's been a minute.
Olamide.
Yeah?
Hi.
Hey, hello now.
Oh, hi, guys. Hi.
Pelumi, you see what's up?
They call me Big Fat Cock Pelumi.
Okay.
I don't know if that's your grandma that's calling you, that's pulling me, but I don't know.
Olamide's best friend that's calling me that, actually.
He's going.
Wow.
He's going.
That's crazy.
He's going. Everybody chop their own pizza slice today, don't worry. Everybody, your own is coming. Don't worry. But Brand, continue.
Yeah, you guys. Okay. So last time we were emotionally downcasted. We spoke about shit that girls have been doing to us that we don't fuck with or we don't like. It's been a year since then. What's changed for you guys? What have you learned about girls now? You know, just give a quick summary. So, who wants to go first?
Girl, me. I have a lot to say.
Girls are
demons. Number one. Number two. Girls don't know, you know, what they know how to use some words. You know, I feel as if there are some girls that feel as if they are very much privileged to some certain words. You know, for example, you know, sexual assault, you know, rape, you know, some certain things. I think there are some girls that are just very, very stupid, you know. I think there are some girls that are just that those attention seekers inside this world.
I also feel as if
there are some girls that don't have minds of their own. I feel as if the girls just control their actions, which shouldn't be.
Olamide, please, why can't this man express himself? Olamide, you carry your own bullets too. You don't want any stray bullets, as I was saying before I was really interrupted. That's another problem.
They can never allow a man win inside this life. You know, whenever a man is doing something good inside their lives, they want to now bring up nonsense and say, this man did this, A, B, C, and D to me. But, you know, we'll not talk too much about that.
Tell
you know,
me, sometimes they even want to use your own podcast against you.
Have you guys
when they try and use your own podcast to bring you down? I've not seen this.
People was talking to you. Said that, but then before I start talking to you, I'm going to go and start listening to your podcast. Let me hear the nonsense you say. I said, in fact, don't worry, let's not talk again. It's all right. It's fine.
He's all good.
He's all good.
And you go next. And you go. What's up? You?
What have I learned?
That was changed for you now. Since last time.
I mean, guy, I won't lie to you, I'm pretty much the same. I just think I have learned, like, not to, like, I'd say not to get attached to girls, like, because I get attached to girls easily. Like, that's not good for you, because what you want, not what they want. And I learned that the hard way, guy.
You know, let me go, Olamide.
Yeah.
What have you learned from Lagos boys since last year? Like last year, some
love myself, Lagos boys.
Good question. I've learned that. No. I've never met a breakfast before in my life. I don't know how it feels, actually. So, like, personally, I just feel like.
Personally, too, like, I think you've not really fucked with a real nigga if you've not chopped breakfast. You know, on the
real.
Are you serious?
Yes, I think so. I've been more
no, I've never been. I've never been cheated on or anything. So.
You know what I think? I think Olamide is too short to see the breakfast. You know, you see the thing here. Olamide, sometimes you need to be able to grab the breakfast for you to eat it. Olamide, are you sure your hand can just reach it? Sometimes, maybe I just delusional when I think it's not breakfast. Just maybe. No. Just my thought.
Yeah. Now these girls are delusional.
We'll go into that later.
I've just learned that like most of these niggas low-key don't know what they want, so they just fantasy to just do and like if they don't know what they want, they just play with you to define what they want. Now
oh my, they're doing Pep Guardiola tactics with Olamide.
You see something? You guys see something? You know when you're playing career mode in FIFA? You know when you've run out of all of the good players that you don't know, you're just gonna start going to academy. That's how girls. That's how when you're going to girls. When the girls, when you don't know what you want with the girls, sometimes you have to start playing. You have to now start going to the substitutes. You know, the substitutes are now maybe.
You guys
are now enjoying the fruit of life, then.
Fruit of life.
I've learned since last year, man. You don't need to talk to a lot of girls, man. I can't lie. It's just
real.
Nothing gained from it. Just a lot of energy wasted. Another thing is, man, a lot of people don't know what they want, man. So just don't even mess with people. I can't even lie. If whether boy, girl, nobody knows what they want right now. Another thing is, a lot of people feel entitled to your attention and like energy. Real. I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say. Like a lot of people that are not willing to like give themselves to you, they'll be demanding like, oh, why don't you call me? Why don't you like, bro? Why are you giving to me that I should be calling you? I don't see any points in it. And
entitlement is just a turn off. Like, what do you like? I mean, it's like there's a way you can do that as a turn on, but like when you're talking about, why didn't you tell me? Who are you? Are you paying my school? What kind of rubbish is that?
Another thing I've learned, man. Yes, having female friends really opens your eyes. Having a female best friend,
bro, having really a male opens best friend. Your
Some people should catch their soul, bro.
I mean, having male friends just makes you know how these niggas move. How these boys move.
I have a question for you. I saw recently someone was like, you don't really need to have a lot of male friends because at the end of the day, most of them just want to do stuff with you. So you girls don't really need to have male friends. Like, they're not valued like that. What do you think?
I just feel like personally, you need to know the boys that are your friends for like being friends' sake. I need to know the ones that just want to fuck. Like, they're waiting for that time that you'll be like, you need to know the ones that.
Exactly.
Friends, like so my male friends, I'm like, oh guy, let's match, they can slap me. It's like that. Like don't you go and say that. Like, so my male friends.
Those ones are not friends, so if they are not,
those ones are your friends. Yeah.
Whoever is like watching TV or something is like turning down. I can't even slap them.
You can't hear me.
No, I can hear you. Just someone else watching TV.
I'm just saying like the boys that there's something that you need to know that okay, this is my friend and this is just my friend till I want to smash. Jigit.
So you exactly. You source them into categories.
Yeah, there's who doesn't?
Oh, for real.
Like girls cannot. I mean, some girls want to act dumb. So they feel like, oh, no, you don't think this man. You know, they need. Always know, bro.
Brad, you know what I think? I think you know. Sometimes you need to do sections: section A, section B, section C. Section A is for the women that you're actually trying to go for. You know that you understand your priority. Section B are the ones that you know that are doing friends with benefits. Those ones that you know, I can never in my life see this one inside that way, but behind closed doors, I feel not calm. But the whole world do not know. The whole world will shall not know, but section C is that you know your female bestie should get. Female bestie. So that's how I think. I think that's how I think it should work.
Yes. Do you want something of like when I have having female best friends really makes you think, have you really known when a girl was just being nice to you or she really liked you?
I feel like Loki, you should know, like some girls know how to hide it too. That's one thing. Like when girls are smart, they are smart. When
that's what I'm trying to say.
They are daft. Like there's levels to this thing. Like you need to
I think the only way for me to have, like, I really know what a girl is thinking is if I find out through our mutual friend. I think you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, we have a mutual friend, and then our mutual friend, like, asks, like, and then that's where I really get to know it. Because if you ask a girl what she thinks about you, she's probably just going to say, you know, I had a good time, it's all good. Like, she ain't going to tell you what she actually thinks about you.
Real.
Sorry, an unexpected call came in. Was
Technical failures.
Anyway, we're talking about, like, have you really known when a girl is just being nice to you or she really likes you?
Yep, that's exactly like what was happening to me right now. I can't differentiate.
You won't know, bro. You won't know unless you have mutual friends in town to pick up. I can't lie. That's Pelumi's. I can't hear you guys yet. Pelumi's
bro, like,
this
shot. Brian,
Pelumi.
Brian, no, it's a thing. You know that some girls wouldn't tell you, like, It's like saying I'm neutral to with the girl you're talking to and I'm neutral with you. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not gonna leak something, you know.
Okay, I have a question. Olambi, yeah, sure. I'm moving your friend and like I'm trying to find out what she thinks of me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you, like, are you bound to tell me what she thinks or you're going to respect the fact that she might not want you to tell me?
If she doesn't want me to tell you, then I won't tell you. I will hint it to you, but I wouldn't, like, because we're friends, I would hint it to you, but I would say directly.
Oh yeah, Rachel, so, like, what if the baby's not fucking with your guy at all? Like, it's just negative things she has to say about him.
I'm gonna tell him that she did it. Like, don't embarrass yourself.
I like that.
I mean, it depends. You wanna care about you, I'll be like, guy, go on. I'll laugh at you. Like, I'll be like, go on.
What?
Like, literally. If I don't care, I'll tell you. I'll tell you to go, and I'll be laughing at you behind closed doors.
Girls have so many faces. What the fuck, man?
Depends on the boy, sir. I don't know. Depends on the boy. If it's not someone I fuck with, I don't care.
I think the best tactic is this: of the Pelumi is to do. Pelumi would tell me ahead of time, 2 days ahead of time, to add the babe. Pelumi would not help to talk to the baby that should become friends with her.
Yeah, I'm telling you guys, you guys. You know what you do? Let me explain the routine. So what you do is that, you know, as you're talking to the babe, you know, just be casually talking to her. Then you not tell your closest guy friend, go and add this babe for me. Start talking to her. So, but I don't do this tactic anymore, you know. I'm a man of...
Yeah, I
whine.
As you revealed it, obviously,
I whine now.
Follow it again.
So... You know, what you now do is that guy now starts, you know, sweet talking the babe for you, you know. This guy is that. But this is when girls were very, very stupid and they not used to clock. But this is like 3 years ago tactic. This is, don't you, if you use this tactic now, you embarrass yourself. I'm sorry to told you now, you embarrass yourself. But, you know, then when the boy basically has not finished doing the mission, he has accomplished the mission you sent him to do. Oh my God, you will finger that pussy so much. It's a water fountain.
Make sure your guy best friend is no farther than you.
Ah, almost. True. Look up.
Because let's be real. If your guy best friend is what tall guy, 6 foot, has dreads, nice. Man, I'm sorry,
that's not your beef.
With that kind of thing, the babe goes for your guy. Can't even say it. You have to see, man. That's
true. Just be like, fair play, enjoy yourself.
I think my number one format tactic would be, I used to introduce like the girls. I was introducing to like my little sister.
Hey,
using Ashley is crazy. Man.
No, because like, literally, I feel like all my, usually almost everybody I talk to, I know my little brother. Like, I always introduce my little brother.
Olam, the money. 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 So I used to like introduce it to my sister, and I'll make sure like my sister like talks to them, you know, makes it seem like they're the only one I'm talking to, you know, make them really seem really special.
I don't do that.
But it's actually a test, because I remember one time I was talking to one babe, and my sister was like, "Guy, Abraham, this babe is too ugly for you." And round the call with the babe, and the babe heard it.
Jesus, like, that's Abraham, cool. So that's my brother. Oh my god, literally.
Get us literally.
So I wasn't really say babe to my sister. If my sister fucks with her, then I know she's good.
Wait, funny enough, as I was talking about, it's funny enough. So basically, yeah, I invited somebody I was talking to. I wanted to invite them to my sister's house on Monday. And I wanted my
sister. Did you invite them to come and do praise and worship? Yes, that's what you invited.
No, just to come and. No. See, a bunch of people were going to come. It was not just me.
So it was a group thing.
Yeah.
So like, so everybody's participating in
separate. Oh my god!
I'm not judging you, but this is sharing is scary.
So I wanted my sister to not take a good look at this person, because my sister is blonde. She will tell me, "Well, me, I don't like this babe." So I wanted my sister to now do, you know, investigation for me, to do analysis, to do data analysis. You know, analyze the babe for me and then tell me what she thinks. But now that plan has fallen apart. So, you know, I think your siblings, just tell them to take a good look at somebody for you. I'm telling you, real. You know if that person is good for you or not.
Real.
You know. You will know.
That's so true.
For real, man. I just told my sister about, like, you know, Olamide recently, and she was like, you know, you guys should get my, you know. Yeah.
Hey,
I'm totally not lying, bro. I bet this on Pelumi's former football career. I'm not lying.
What?
Bayern Munich prospects.
You know, Pelumi will be scouted by Bayern. True story.
True story. There's even pics.
There's pictorial evidence, bro. Nah,
goat.
You see the thing? You see the problem with Brandon and Niba Banana? Let me tell you. You guys, come. Do you know what guys do now? Just if you're wearing AirPods, just amplify the volume to the max now. If you're wearing what we call the Beats, just press the 2 years into your ear now.
Press.
If you're using phone and you know you don't have any earpiece or AirPods or anything, just bring it in close
to the max.
Let me tell you. So, Brandon and his problem is that they had never reached the maximum talent I had. So, is that they've been envious of the talent that God has supervised, the talent that God had given me, the talent that God had, you know, just said, well, let me take it. Just take it and be going. Just take it and be going. Take it and be going. Brian and Nini have been envious. And it's not good.
It's not good.
You guys, it's not good. Even the Bible, don't envy. Don't do jealousy.
See, you guys, let me tell you a story. There was one time we're playing ball in hostel. It was my team versus Pelumi's team. Now that's when they found Pelumi. Pelumi was on the floor for 2 minutes holding his ankle. I think I now called Pelumi a bitch or something. That's how Pelumi just got up and started tricking me. I was like, everyone's like, Pelumi, I think you were injured. You guys, that's Pelumi's talent. That's the only talent Pelumi has.
Wait, you guys. I'm telling you. See, yeah, if nobody has actually ever felt this, you've never been injured. Have you guys ever, like anybody that has broken any of their bones or any got injured? When you are doing something that
I've never really broken any of my bones, but you know, I've broken some backs before.
Real.
Okay,
Olamide, if you need your back broken once in a while.
No, it's fine. Thank you.
As I was saying before I got really interrupted, when you have like something like that, you know, when you're in a, when you have a lot of energy in your body and you're doing something that requires a lot of energy, you won't feel that thing that is going on inside your leg or so your bones that are broken. Adrenaline is kicking in. Adrenaline is not allowing you to feel the pain. That's what was going on at that point of time. So, Brian, your point is very much invalid. You did biology. You did biology. I should not be telling you this.
You're telling me that's actually not true. Okay. The real reason why you would not feel pain in a scenario where you're meant to perform is if you're a real monk.
Perform is crazy.
Perform, if you're a real monk. Perform. Should be looking at porn star to you. And I'm telling you, perform. I look like porn star to you.
Telling me I'm a gremlin. I'm a munch. I always perform.
Yeah,
whether
I'm
feeling pain,
yeah, in a scenario, yeah, I would not feel it. Yeah, I'm munch. Yeah, I'm munch.
I was feeling you.
Yeah,
oh my god, niggas are listening to Ice Spice are such green flags.
Oh my man, I
listen to Ice Spice.
I have Ice Spice. Telling me, see, Olamide, let me tell you a story. See, Ice Spice is my sister's friend's brother-in-law's sister's-in-law's close friend. I'm telling you.
Let me tell you a story now. Let me tell you my whole story. My whole story is that, you know, In 2009, I knew Ice Spice when she was selling tatashi and watermelon.
This is when she was known as Oluwa Spice.
So what happened is that she was used to sell tatashi and everything. You know, and one day I bought some tatashi for mom. I started saying that nigga I munch. That nigga in
so like, you inspired the song, Gabi?
I inspired it. That song that you're hearing. It's because of me.
Actually, let me even tell you my own crazier story. My mom was actually friends with Ice Spice's mom. So me and I have been kicking it since we're in the womb. You feel me? Exactly. That's what the afro is actually from eating a lot of what do you call it?
Cassava.
No. Munchies.
So, Brian,
she used to have a little crush on me, you know, but then, I saw Lamidi and I was like, okay, nice spice, it's chill, it's chill. Let me focus, show me.
It's true.
I don't know Ice Spice from anywhere, bro.
Oluwa Champagne Papi. You know him now.
I met that guy in Chita guy. You know Chita.
Have you guys seen all of those AI nonsense? That is even beginning to annoy me. I saw Drake singing
Igwe.
I was like, what? Where did Drake start singing Igwe? I saw Drake singing Organize. I saw Drake singing
Organize.
Man,
oh my god, man, that's just so
man, I need to hear Drake singing Ibokwenu.
Yeah, man, I've heard that one. Oh yeah, you guys, that's what was on me. I think another thing that has changed for me over this year, man, I've learned to enjoy my own company a lot. Going to uni, I've learned to enjoy my own. Like, sometimes I didn't want to spend time with people because I'm just like, man, I just want to chill by myself and enjoy my own. Like, I don't need to be around people as much as I used to be. I think that's something that changed for me last year again, too. Man, another thing is, whether you talk to any girl or not, you always have relationship drama. I don't know how. Relationship drama is a constant. I don't know how.
Doesn't get involved in bullshit, bro.
You don't have to be involved in the relationship drama, bro. You know when you're a sexy work girl and you get attached to that girl, you're like, that's relationship drama already, man. See, let me tell you guys, that's how I had a test in school, you know. Well, I'm this, so me, I've already passed the test. I was feeling good, you know. I was happy. I was like, let me go home, let me go home and chill. As I was walking off campus, I saw one couple having their first kiss.
How do you know it's their first kiss? Dear?
It was because the girl was making the first move. It was in like slow motion. They were staying at it. I just felt like I was wise. So I can just shoot that couple. It just ruined my day.
What?
After passing that test.
That was so racist.
How's that racist?
You said white.
Yeah, like, yeah, if I was white, I could just shoot him.
What?
Nigga, that's fucking racist.
That's racist, guy.
I think you guys are racist for calling me racist because I didn't even see color. I literally just see black and white.
What?
That makes you more racist.
This guy is yelling.
I don't like. I'm just saying. Like, I only see black and white, so therefore I cannot be racist because I only
in my eyes, I don't see any color. I see everybody as one. Get it? So you see
like your uncle and your ex-pies as one.
Yeah. Let's calm down.
Felipe said his uncle and his ex-pies as one.
Okay. It's like that, Abby. No problem. It's all good. Don't let me start with it today, Brandon. But you know, I've really enjoyed my year. What's today? Today is April 29th. So, you know, my year has been very, 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 up and down because, I've had time to, think about a lot of things and I've got closer to God, thankfully. And I've been very, very happy this year. So, yeah.
Oh, okay, Fashi Pelumi's happiness. You guys, I have a question for you guys. Okay. So, you guys, what's
Fashi my happiness year? By mistake, you'll be one that will edit this thing. I'm telling you.
our fans will be. Anyway, to the question, as I was saying, yeah, what's the craziest thing? Like, what's the craziest experience you've had this year with the opposite gender? Just tell me, like, really show you shiggy. I want to lamb this goofy. I know lamb the
other. Wow!
If I say my own.
I actually haven't had anything crazy this year.
Honestly.
I'm actually not lying. I'm genuinely not even lying. Like, I've been celebrating since the beginning of this year.
I didn't mean sexual, bro.
Oh, really? Like, in general?
In general, not sexual, bro. I just mean in general. Like, some situation that's really showing you shaggy. Like, I'm not talking about sexual, bro. Bro, even me, I've been celebrating since, like, beginning of the year, too.
You think I believe you?
Daily, as in niggas be capping on the daily.
Like, I don't know why Brian is lying, sir.
See, this is the problem I face. Some people don't understand that I'm literally just looking for the one. I'm just looking for a girl's love. Like, I'm not.
Yeah.
Then I'll love myself, bro. Like,
you will need that female attention.
That's why I'm trying. I don't need female attention anymore, man. Like, I'm trying not to avoid it, man. I don't need it too much.
But you know, once you haven't gone through anything, to be honest, like, nah.
Yeah, but let me see.
This year, Olamide knows my craziest experience this year. You know, I feel as if, women just accuse men of certain things that they shouldn't be accused of. I won't go into details because if I go into details, I feel as if I put some people under scrutiny, which isn't very much needed. But I feel as if some women need to be taught how to use their mouth properly because, especially containing best friends. Because best friends, I don't know
nobody's your best friend. This is legal. Yes. Have sense. Yes.
So, as far as I'm concerned, I feel as if you like a guy as a girl, let me just tell you guys this, and your best friend and them used to talk before, I'm sorry to tell you, if that guy moves that bestie, she will not care about you again. But yeah, that's all I have to say. Thank you. That's all. And then you can take the floor.
What's the question again?
Just craziest experience you've seen at the hands of a girl this year. It doesn't have to be like just some situation that's showing shaggy.
Oh, well, I think a girl that I had like feelings for turned me for like a consistent amount of days, which pained me because I actually really wanted to talk to her.
I can block you for that shit, man.
I like when boys express their feelings.
Oh, for real? For real?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I will not proceed to express.
Just leave it.
Yeah, did go on. You want to talk to her?
And I spoke to her about it. She was like, she never brought up. She doesn't owe me anything, that she's not obligated to do anything. Like, it's not even that way. Like, I just want to talk to you. So I just freed him. Yeah, showed me shiggy when I was trying to be genuine for one.
What's my room this year? I've never been involved with any new girl like that this year, man. But I think the funniest one is this girl that I used to talk to. Like, I've had girls that I used to talk to come back to me this year and, like, apologize, you know, talk about, oh, you know, they miss me, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And most times, I can't lie. Like, do you guys get this thing where people apologize when it's too late? Do you guys get that thing? Like, when there's someone comes back to... Yeah, there's no point.
Yeah, like, it's too late when you wanted the apology.
Exactly, like, it's too late. Like, I don't really want to be friends with you again. Like, I've already moved on. Like, I don't want to talk to you again. I think that's really, man, no shiggy for me this year, man. This year has been a shiggy free year for me, man. It's great. I'm happy about it, kind of like. As if for me, yeah. So, you know, I'm just trying to work on, you know, expressing my feelings. You know, trying to.
True that. Yeah.
Don't
overexpress too much.
Don't make it known to a girl when you really want to talk to her, like when you really like her attention. Because I feel like when you make it known to girls, that's when they start to take you for granted. I can't lie, especially now, man.
It gets hard. Because, like, for someone like me, it's hard for me to control my emotions. So, like, if I really like you, you're going to know. But, like, I get what you're saying. Like, oversharing can
personally, be dangerous. Personally, if you like someone, let them know and get them. Like, be focused, be determined. Show that you want her. Like, bro, do these things. That's how you get her. Don't be doing hard, girl. Like, that's what makes you miss her. Like, that's the thing about niggas these days. Like, you guys want somebody, but just because you want to form hard guy, you lose your opportunity.
You know what's funny? It's not even the guys that like forming anymore. It's the girls that like forming.
Who? What are they forming for?
Girls like forming, bro. I get why they form. It's because Lagos guys, I can't lie, they're not serious at times. So, you know, they have to form, like,
I feel like what y'all think forming is not even what we do. Like, you can say, okay, maybe try to do, like, hard to get or something, and that's fine. But, like, you know that some of these niggas, like, you need to be careful. Like, this boy. But when you see Shaggy, you have sense. Like, you understand how these things work.
Mine is saying, like, what I'm saying is, like, don't do hard. But I mean, when you make your presence, like, when you're when you're there, you know what I'm trying to say, like, so early on, like, it kind of ruins that attention of, like, she wants, I don't know if you know what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Like, every time she texts you, you're giving her flash replies. Every time she calls you, you're picking up the call. Every time she plays,
so you're basically being too accessible, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. What? Being too, Olamide is different. Olamide likes that shit, but I'm telling you now.
Guys, like, bro.
Oh my God, chill. When you're too accessible, Pelimi, are you hearing me?
Mm-hmm.
Do you disagree? When you're too accessible with girls early on, you're not going to get there because they feel like they can just get your attention. And I'm saying, when you ignore girls most times and you make it known that you have other shit that's going on in your life and they're not a priority, that's when girls want to talk to you the most. That's calf.
Well, for me, that's calf.
I'm not getting smart. I'm saying that when you make it known, like, okay, me, I have shit, I'm focusing on school right now, I have something I'm doing right now. So I like talking to you, but it's not every time I'm going to be free to talk to you. You get, like, my attention is not only on you. Like, I have other things in my life that are going on. That's when a girl will most likely even want your attention even more, because she knows it's more valuable that you, like, the time you're giving to her.
Another thing is, I think this is not, like, said enough. I think sometimes you just need to be bold. Just sure. I think because when most guys are, like, talking to a babe, I think guys, like, shell up. So, like, what I mean is that when a guy's talking to a girl, a guy wouldn't really show their full personality to a babe. Like, for instance, like me, if I'm talking to a babe and a babe thinks me I'm quiet.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
If a babe thinks I'm quiet, then...
She
don't know me for shit. So I just feel as if, just be bold, like, be yourself.
I think a problem is when some guys see a fine babe that are talking to them, they immediately go into, like, relationship or kind of situationship, like, I'm trying to immediately get something from this babe. But when you think like that, you're going to overthink it. Like, just think, okay, I'm talking to this babe now. They take it step by step, and then it's going to be more comfortable, man. But if you go up to a babe, like, I'm trying to get something from this babe, they're going to become tense, in my opinion.
And also, I always allow yourself as a guy to be in control. Because if you allow the girl to be in control, you've already lost the battle already.
I don't even like being in control.
It's simple as that. Because when the girl is in control, this, let me tell you what's gonna happen. When the girl is in control, first of all, you won't get replies as much as you think you would get.
Yeah.
You won't what they call. You probably would never in your life see her. You're probably, because one excuse will come that, oh my god,
underrated talent is how girls swerve meeting guys. Girls are the, I'm not like the excuse, how they do it is so crazy, man. Girls, when it comes to swerving meeting guys down, undeniable. That like the MJ of that thing, like that. Each of them are like LeBron when it comes to that thing. They don't miss, don't want to see
I
you.
Feel girls like, can't even like, not I feel see like, you. I feel like if a girl doesn't want to, like, if a girl is swerving meeting you and everything, that's to show you that she doesn't really want you. She's just using you for like emotional support, bro. Like, personally,
that's crazy.
Like, yeah, because girls have a nigga for emotional support.
More free therapist. That's
legal.
Do you know how that's for? She's using it for emotional support, but you think you're like actually forming trust or a connection. So it's like that's very confusing for the guy.
Bro, that's what I was telling you, Alamdi.
When
Alamdi was like, when guys are too accepting. I'm telling you, when you're too accessible to you, that's how you end up in the friend zone, bro. Like, I'm telling you, when you give your attention... Are you disagreeing?
Let me explain it properly to Lamde. When you're too accessible to a babe, this is what Bram is. I don't think... This when you're too accessible to a babe, you give a babe what you're meant to give a babe in a relationship. So she now starts taking you as a friend, because anytime she now has a problem, she's coming to you. And like what now starts to happen is that she's not seeing you in a romantic version. She's just seeing you as somebody that she can come to when she needs help. And from there, you will never, like, you just keep going deeper into
You turn to bestie.
And before you know, you're never ever getting out of that bestie.
And that's another thing. Some niggas think that I always have to respect. Some niggas be respecting girls more than they respect themselves.
Yeah,
and that's when you've lost. You can't respect a girl more than she respects herself. If not, you're just going to come like our uncle or our dad. Because I, like
do you know there's nothing wrong being a daddy.
Oh, I mean, daddy. No. See, there's dad.
You can pay her school fees, Abby.
I mean, I can pay like 0.5%.
What's that? I don't have the phones. There's always 1% of it. I don't like. I'll pay
1%. The Olamide school fees is not the kind of payment she needs from us. That's not how she received the payment from. So like.
That's
yellow. What did that time?
Brand. The payment she needs is pew pew.
Some people like art. Some people like art. Some people like art. I like girls with braces personally.
Braces my nyash.
There's just something about metal, you know. Metal is just very appealing.
What? When they scratch or something, you know
it does not scratch anything, Pelumi. Who has done that to you?
Exactly, Pelumi. But like me, exactly.
Is their teeth that are doing the scratching?
She should go and take off her braces. She was not to visit her. Why is she scratching?
What if she does not have braces?
Oh,
there's no oh.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, she's a nut.
We said a lot of you.
No, because genuinely, it's like I don't know, like you know that in your braces there's like this hook at the back.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
One day if a nigga should don't vex me,
you are blocking.
I'll go and hang it. I'll say,
you're not a nice person.
I'll go and hook it there.
Olamide will think that the girl, Olamide just seen blood. Instead of Bloody Mary, Olamide will turn to Bloody Olamide. God damn it, Olamide must be doing blood. That's disgusting.
It's on my bucket list. I'm gonna do that.
Why?
No, that's if he vexes me or does anything bad, like it's like me finding out you're cheating, and then like let's say like I'm sleeping on the bed with you, and then I find out you're cheating. I'll be like, oh my god, how are you? This and that. Okay, I'll get you this. I'll get you that. Okay, do you want some this? Do you want some that? Do you want some morning head? Yeah.
Hey, morning head. Wow. Oh la la. Oh my god. Morning head. Morning head sounds. Sounds sensational.
I beg, tell me that what you like all day.
That's what everybody likes. I'm coming.
Leave the idiot.
you guys, Jenny, like, how does it feel? Like, how does it feel for you guys?
Not gonna lie, I don't count any head I've gotten. I can't
remember. As head, like honestly,
I didn't count, man. I just think it was a babe just playing with my dick at that point, man. I don't even count, man.
Imagine the girl that has.
That was just actually kind of like all of the girls that I give me, I don't even like them anymore. So in fact, yes, please. Like, I
shout
don't
out, shout out to the last three babes that gave me head. You did good. Shout out to you.
Wow. So how does it feel for you, Pelumi?
It just feels as if, do you know when you're what's it called?
Straw. Straw.
Let me just calm down. You know,
suction slash
friction. Should you calm down. Well, I want to explain something. You know when I'm sucking a straw, and I do. Yeah. You now feel the air. You now feel the air just going up like this. That is how it feels when you do pew pew pew. When they are sucking it, you know that suction that is in the dentist. When they are what they call the
suction
sucking
inside
you.
Yeah,
you are actually disgusting goods. When you actually get to head and the girl is doing it right, that's when you actually feel like bro, she's in control. The girl can ask me to do anything, and at that moment,
I'll do it too.
I'm telling you, like, if a babe is giving you head and she's doing it correctly, Olamide, you're honestly at that babe's will. Anything like, that. She can.
I can never allow someone to give me head. I'm sorry.
Like, take advantage of the situation.
I just can never.
Yeah.
I should open my leg and you'll be. I'm sorry. It's not me. I'm sorry.
I've heard some guys can do it without the leg even being open.
What?
What?
I've heard it. I heard it.
I think that is rape. I think that's rape.
Oh my fucking
dude, I think I know what. Like, oh yeah, I think I know that style. It's like,
man, I didn't know that style. I was tricking though.
Okay, let me stop. But like, don't you guys see?
Like, I don't see it. The only thing I see now is my Bible and my pastor. And the only thing I see now is my Bible and my pastor.
It's like new, like new now. Like, it's like,
I don't know what I'm doing. All I'm disturbed.
I don't know. All I'm doing is 1 a.m. right now. I don't be pissing that shit.
Yeah,
it's
6
a.m. As in.
Olamide, you know what? Just PC me and explain the style.
After the look podcast. At it. Look at him. So look at him. Like...
W Reese. Okay.
Now, I'm very intrigued about this style. Olamide, just PC me and explain it to me.
I don't even know how you don't know it, but okay. I'll tell you.
Yeah, exactly. Just explain it to me.
I pity this brand. Yeah.
I'm like, just heads up. I'm more of a visual learner. So, like, I pick up, like, just... Yeah.
Fun, very much intended.
Yeah, very
big. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Well, is this like a practical lesson?
I thank everybody for listening to another episode of Anahua in Lagos. Court 12 is probably going to be the next thing. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, guys, I hate that shit.
Olamide's never the episode, bro. Oh my god.
Oh, I want
thank you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Udabo.